A special thanks to Morehead State Public Radio for sponsoring this podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to Uncharted, the podcast that lets you explore indie music at its finest. I'm Wyatt Melton, your host. Today we're going to be taking a look at Bon Iver. It's a folk indie group formed by Justin Vernon in the early 2000s. And the group was really formed out of a Hollywood cliche that makes for a fantastic origin story, so check this out. Headman Justin Vernon went through a lot in an incredibly short period of time. His long-term romantic relationship ended. His second band, DeArmond Edison, split. They're also fantastic, check them out. He also suffered from a long-winded case of mono. This all happened within the span of about a month. So he did what any man would do in that situation. He fled to a log cabin in the middle of the woods in Wisconsin. And threw himself into some music. After being in the cabin for a few weeks, he started recording some demos and trying to self-remedy from everything that he went through. And those demos eventually went on to an album, thus Bon Iver was born. The name Bon Iver actually is a cool origin story itself. So while he was in that cabin, he would watch the old 90s TV show Northern Exposure. When they would greet each other on the show, they'd say Bon Iver, which translated means good winter. Beyond the origin story, Vernon's known for writing some fantastic lyrics. They really give you a huge insight into his life and what he's been through. He talks about family, romantic relationships, God, and pretty much everything in between. The constant, though, that I've found, though their sound has evolved through the discography, has been his raw voice and the way he commits to what he does, especially on a stage in front of an audience. Our first song today comes off of their debut album, For Emma Forever Ago. It's called The Wolves, Act 1 and 2. The song's pretty minimal compared to future projects, but it's also one of the first songs he wrote for the album. It's very gritty, it's raw and earthy. You can tell it wasn't recorded in the studio. Pretty neat, check it out. This is The Wolves by Bon Iver.
Blue. What might be?
Our next song comes from Blood Bank. It was an EP released in 2009, shortly after the debut album. Here's a live version of Woods. It was performed at the Pitchfork Music Festival in Paris back in 2018. Enjoy.
I'm up in the woods, I'm down on my mind, I'm building a still to slow down the tide. I'm up in the woods, I'm down on my mind, I'm building a still to slow down the tide. I'm up in the woods, I'm down on my mind, I'm building a still to slow down the tide. I'm up in the woods, I'm down.
Something really unique in regards to Woods is the effect you hear when they're looping vocals on synth, and when he's singing the melody and you hear more than his voice. That effect was created in Kanye West's studio. West has been one of Vernon's biggest collaborators since the early 2000s. Vernon's been on multiple West tracks, and in turn West has helped him produce a few albums, and I just think that's really neat. Coming up to our final listen of the cast, we have a tune off their self-titled album, Bon Iver, Bon Iver. It's their sophomore album. It's arguably their most known song. Here's Holocene, performed on the Jimmy Fallon Show. Enjoy.
You're in Milwaukee. Christmas night, clutch the leg, the hollow bread. Above my brother, entangled spring. We smoked the screen to make it what it was to be.
Alright everybody, that brings us to the end of our cast for today. Credits to Justin Vernon of Bon Iver, NBC and Affiliates, and Pitchfork Media. Also to Jag Jaguar, 4AD, and Good Music Records. The outro music, ambient indie music, is under a Creative Commons license and promoted by Breaking Copyright. And again, special thanks to Morehead State Public Radio for sponsoring this cast. I'm your host, Wyatt Melton, and I'll see you next time. Thanks.